Okay.
No, just
So how are we going to contend with principalities?
okay, I want to do make a couple comments. One of them is I want to recommend a book. We've been talking about principalities today, and C.S. Lewis wrote a book that's called The Screwtape Letters. And what the book is about is a senior devil directing a younger devil on how to control this guy. And it's really an eye-opener. I really want to recommend that book. And then I also want to say something about Peter sleeping in the prison. You know, I don't know about you, but if I was in a prison and I was going to die the next day, I don't think I'd be doing much sleeping. And I can't prove this, but here's what I think happened. Think Peter was sitting there worried to death, and all of a sudden, in the realm of heaven, he heard, "When you are old, when you are old." God gave Peter a word one time. He said, "When you are old, others will dress you and lead you around." And I think Peter sat there and all of a sudden he realized, "Hey, I'm not old. I'm not going to die." And the reason I'm saying this is because if God has ever given you a word, don't ever forget it. You know, you're never going to know when you might need it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mike.
I just had something to add real fast. I gotta take Cody to work here, but when we were reading in Daniel chapter 3, verses 7 about them worshiping the golden image, an interesting parallel of our times here. We just entered the golden age according to Trump. Look how many people are worshiping this new age that's coming upon us. So just something I found interesting. But God bless everybody.
Well, and the Chinese New Year now is being declared to be the year of the serpent. Snake. That is
No,
not a good biblical symbol.
yes, he brought up our President Trump, who, I believe that God ordained this time. I have a theory that God leaves man alone for the most part, the doctrine of free will. So he doesn't interfere, except that every so often he has to interfere in the actions of man to save that which he wants to save. I think he did that with the American Revolution, that the patriots should have never won that war, except God interceded. I believe he did that in World War II, with the get that we ended up getting the bomb just before the Germans did, and I believe that was the hand of God too. And likewise, we could say that that he turned Trump's head a matter of an inch in order to save him. You know, that's my theory. However, what I want to say is you see now that it seems like all these great men of the world in business and in politics have kind of all came and thrown their support to one man, Donald Trump. And you know, I don't want to say anything that is against Donald Trump. As I say, I think this was God's hand in it. However, I'm just thinking about, wow, look at how one man can change the hearts of all these world leaders, and how easy it is to turn them to where they all follow after him. So that implies to me that there's coming a time in the history of mankind that the Bible talks about, that there will rise a man that will control the whole world. And you can really see if this can happen in the time now that we're in, where it won't be nearly as bad as the last few years of history. If it can be done now, maybe it's just a picture or a sign that it can be done very easily when you have a worldwide crisis where everybody is looking for an answer. Amen. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't even hear what you said. I turned my computer to try to get Kevin in the picture because he told me he wanted to ask for prayer. And when I turned my computer, it shut me out of the whole meeting. I don't know what in the world happened, but anyway, I had to mess around and rejoin the meeting, and I never heard a word you said except about the last two or three words you said. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, Mike. I'm used to people turning me off.
Well, let's remember the word in Colossians 2. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. So we see how it's going to turn out. He made a show of them, principality, casting down, amen. Isn't that what it said here? Well, it didn't say casting down, having spoiled. I call it casting them down.
I'm going to have Kevin sit in my chair here and let him say whatever he had to say.
I'm having trouble the lady. I was supposed to get rehabilitation this week. It's too late now. She said, well, you get a phone call, you know, and so I waited and waited. I thought it was going to be the week before last, and it never, you know, before this week, and it never happened. So I went in there and said, hey, you know, Monday or Tuesday, hey, I didn't get no rehabilitation, or after I had that triple bypass surgery. And she says, well, wait this week and we'll give you a call. She never called. And so I'm kind of concerned about that. And then I'm getting in a senior place. I was on the senior list before I turned 65. And you can get on there when you're 62. And the same thing is happening there. The lady said she'd call me back when she gets my papers processed, because I'm supposed to show my papers how much I'm going to pay for rent to the senior advocacy, because it's it helps me out with the first month's rent, and then I guess other stuff, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, they already got it down there. They're waiting to find out what my rent's going to be, and my hands are tied. I can't do nothing because I don't want to call her to bug her, because she said, I'll call you, you know, don't, or whatever. But she's also hasn't called me for that. And those are the two things I'm kind of concerned about. Because after this triple bypass, you know, I'm trying to get in this place because it's a better place to live. I got my, you know, everything's set up a little bit better and stuff like that. But I think I got to wait, but I'm not sure exactly what to do. I'm still healing up too. I need this rehabilitation to heal up more. But that's all. I mean, the meeting was great. I could really use prayer, though. I am not in the best of way right now. But that's all I have to say.
You know, scripture says that the enemy comes to rob, kill, and destroy. And what we're seeing here is the enemy trying to rob you, just like Mark talked about, dealing with these principalities and powers that's coming against you and trying to steal from you. And so we, as the body of Christ, and I'm going to ask for some of you prayer warriors to pray against this and open up the doors so that our brother is no longer being robbed of that which he deserves, and that he would have life and have it more abundantly. So we need to pray. Go.
Other people to pray for you.
Oh, okay.
Have we no prayer warriors in this group that can pray for this brother? You Nigerian brothers are strong in prayer. Come to his rescue.
Lord, we just lift up our brother before you. And you see and you know, Lord God, the outcome of this thing. And I'm asking, Lord God, that you would have mercy and compassion on Kevin. And that, Lord, first and foremost, you will help him in his health, that you would help him to recover from this thing that has beset him.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord God, that you would give him peace in the situation, that you would give him comfort and joy. And Lord, I'm praying that you would give him a word that he would be able to stand on and lay hold on. And that, Lord God, it would be such a comfort and life to him.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and I pray for his situation in his apartment. and finances, everything, Lord God, that has beset him and that has caused him worry and pain. Yes, we come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
And we tell you to take your leave. We throw you into the abyss from where you came. And you take your hands off of God's people.
Thank you.
And we tell you, Satan, you are a liar. And we will have no part of you in our life. Lord, bless Kevin. Bless him abundantly, Lord God. Find favor with him, Lord. Not just to bless him, but to show favor for him. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Good prayer. Very good.
And we would bind the prince of the polity where Kevin lives. You see this spirit. You see the mischief and